Hello, Ryan Barra, tuning back in, and let's get right on into it. It is why your life looks like your body. Now, let's first start off with the opposite. Let's start with the body part. Let's say you're not happy with your body. Let's say you're not happy with the way clothes fit you. Let's say you're not happy with your energy, your sleep, your skin, your glow, your strength, just that thing that makes you feel like you stand tall in life. You feel like you're missing that, okay? Now, how does that relate to life, okay? Usually, when your body tends to be off and not where you want it to be, look at other areas of your life, okay? So, I always like to do a little bit of audit when I'm having conversations with the people that I coach. I say, perfect, okay. So, how's your bedroom? Is it clean? No, my laundry's been sitting out for a week. Oh, okay. So that's maybe why you didn't lose weight this week. And people think, oh, but that doesn't have to relate to food. That doesn't have to relate to working out. Everything is interrelated. When everything is clean, when everything is where it's supposed to be, everything naturally falls into place. When everything in life tends to feel like you're putting out small fires, it feels like you're putting out fires with your body and you're playing catch up all the time. Okay. Now, let's look at another aspect. I asked him, how's your kitchen? How's the layout of your kitchen? You have junk food in your kitchen. No, I don't. How was your weigh-in this week? Oh, it was great. Oh, maybe that's a huge indicator. And then a week where they don't lose weight or a week where they plateau. I ask, you know, how's your kitchen looking? How's your bedroom looking? How's, you know, I had some junk food in the kitchen. I had pizza. I had, you know, the kids' snacks. I was eating. I was doing those things. And I say, you see how these things are interrelated? It's funny how we try to grab at meal plans and we try to grab at workouts, but if you get the little things right, like getting your bedroom right, getting it clean, having everything where you need it to be, starting your day off right, let's say with a clean shave, or let's say doing your normal morning routine, then everything else seems to fall into place. So what I would suggest to any of my clients that are starting to suffer in terms of weight and going in the wrong direction is audit your life. What areas of your life are you not happy with? Is your car not clean? So then why would your body be clean, right? Is your workplace a mess? Is your relationship with your significant other suffering? Every single area that happens in life shows up on your body, okay? And I am like the mechanic for the body. So a very good mechanic for a car that's been doing it for a long time can just look at a car, listen to a car, do a quick once over and see what the problems are because they've been doing it for a long time, very experienced. It's the same thing with me. I've been working with men for a long time and we're working with women for a long time and I can look at their life. I can look at their skin. I can look at their eyes. I can look at the bags under their eyes, the way they walk, the way they sit, all those things. And I can tell what's happening. And believe it or not, your body is a direct reflection of your life, a direct reflection of your mindset. So if you're feeling sloppy, if you're feeling you don't have a glow, if you feel like you're wearing baggy clothes to hide your stomach, if you feel like you have a huge gut, a lot of other people can see that. And a good mechanic can see that. And a good mechanic will tell you how to fix it in the fastest and easiest way. So let me give you a piece of advice from a mechanic standpoint is if you aren't where you need to be physically, fix externally. So start trying to get your laundry in the closet or make sure that your bed is made. Make sure that your kitchen's clean. Make sure everything around you is in place. And a lot of the times, the first thing we want to say is like, oh, I can't, I'm so busy. I can't, I have work. I can't, I have kids. They make a mess. Well, good luck trying to get the body you want. You have to learn how to manage new stresses in your life. The reason why you're overweight, the reason why you got here is because you don't know how to manage the new stresses that got under your plate. So the biggest thing I would say through this whole conversation is just do an audit of your life. Do an audit of your life and you will see some tendencies. You will see some correlations, okay? I am signing off. I wanted to say thank you so much for everyone that tuned in. I appreciate you. I have all my social media linked below where we continue the conversation further, and we have a lot of free resources. I will see you on the next one. Remember, take a look at your life, audit it. I did too.